Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Josh Polea Viscara, isang franchise manager, regional manager para sa isang cleaning company, ang Jim's Cleaning, na nakabase sa Tasmania. Kamusta?
Okay lang naman. A bit challenging, but hey, we have to go move forward.
Nung huli tayong nag-usap, nabanggit mo nga na lumipat ka mula Sydney papuntang Tasmania para sa mas, ika nga nila'y, relaxed na buhay.
Yeah, it's been just over two years ago. Yeah, since we moved from Sydney.
Pero tila nitong mga nakaraang buwan, hindi ka gaanong relaxed.
Yeah, I think lahat naman siguro, di ba?
So, busy-busy kayo ngayon?
In a way, yes. May mga suspension ng clients, no, sa work, especially yung domestic. But somehow, marami pa rin naman natrabahong dumadating from our call centers and mga commercial na they actually need more cleaning than ever.
So, pag sinabi mong domestic, ito ba yung mga bahay-bahay?
Oo, mga residential clients ng mga namin, ano?
Pero sa mga opisina?
Sa mga opisina, we have yung iba na nag-slow down, yung completely shut down, wala tayong magagawa doon. But overall, mas dumagdag yung trabaho. Meron kami isang franchisee namin na dapat siniserve lang ng once a month. So ngayon naging once a week na. Yung iba naman na dapat isiniserve lang o clean lang yung office nila na once a week, naging twice a week. So far, yung demand ng cleaning, I somehow could say that we are one of those essential services.
Oo nga, kasi isa kayo sa mga tinatawag na frontliners, hindi ba? Dahil particular sa panahon ngayon na mahalaga talaga na manatiling malinis yung lugar.
Absolutely, and I think because we, mga franchises namin, we actually send out yung coronavirus policy ng Jim's Group. So we send them out now to be sure na may duty of care kami sa mga clients namin, ano? Na if one franchisee yung team, isa namin na team is may sakit or affected, then we have the duty of care na ipaalam namin to sa mga clients. And in the same token, kailangan din sabihin din ng clients namin kung self-isolated sila or may sakit. So parang yung ganun, meron bang silang peace of mind that yeah, they know what they're doing.
So meron kayong mga kliyente in isolation or self-quarantine?
Meron din namang reported. So before the, kasi I'm always in contact with the franchises, ano, yes, they would say, look, we're just isolating, but we're okay.
Ah.
So in that respect, yung mga ano lang.
So etong mga ganito, ano naman yung karagdagang pag-iingat na ginagawa ninyo sa loob ng korporasyon? Dahil para kayong sumasabak sa gera na hindi nyo nakikita yung kalaban, hindi ba?
Exactly. Sabi nga nila, at least yung zombies nakikita, di ba? We are actually planning to get more training. Most of the franchises that are still working actually, well, they have done, there is a COVID training online. So yung mga products din na ginagamit namin, we always have to remind them that, you know, make it sure you have to be safe first. And we are practicing social distancing actually. So yung iba na gustong yung magpalinis pa talaga, even yung sa household, kasi wala namang complete lockdown, di ba? So somehow the people still go out. And once they come back to their house, again, nandun yung ano, sa surfaces, di ba? Yung anything, bacteria, or any, you know, they just want a complete clean. So may iba ding clients na if they're at home, they will just stay in one of the room sa bahay and while the, you know, franchises are cleaning the areas outside that room. So may mga adjustment, but, you know, so far it's a big demand pa rin naman.
So ano yung mga protective gear na sinusuot ninyo? Kasi yung mga nasa ospital, meron silang mga mask, meron silang mga guantes. Kayo ba may mga karagdagang proteksyon sa mga kasuotan?
We always have to just wear the gloves and again, nasa ano na rin yun kasi we're also listening kung ano yung sa advice ng health, ano. So far, they are saying that mask is, you only really have to wear it pag ikaw ang may sakit. So unless their franchisee are actually wearing it because of the dust, then there's really no need for them to be wearing it. But again, they would just have to adhere ko anong ano din naman ng yung clients nila. So lots of washing hands, sanitizer. So far, okay naman. None of we have 29 franchises overall in Tasmania. Wala pa namang recorded na case sa amin relating to COVID-19.
Ngayon, supplies. Kasi ako, pangkaraniwang mamayan, pupunta ako sa supermarket, wala akong makita ng hand sanitizer. Kamusta naman ang supplies ninyo?
So far, okay naman. I have an order which is inano ko din sa mga franchise if they want. So, yung gusto, nagpa-order naman. So, meron din naman kasi kaming supplier. So, naka-back order pa, but at least it will come.
yung mga but, presyo, hindi ba nagtaasan?
Wala namang. Sa pinuntahan, I mean, actually, we just came back from the supplier. Okay naman, wala namang news na talaga na tumaas. Pero sa ibang other states, I heard that na tumaas nga. Siguro just, I'm not really sure kung ano pang, you know, reason behind. Siguro para hindi lang mag-hoard, but so far, okay. Okay naman.
Sa Tasmania, kamusta naman ang paligid?
I think we're very lucky na, it's less population naman talaga ito, di ba? kami naman ang first na nag-lockdown sa Australia. I think we're the first one na nag-close ng border. I think we have a very strong leader then. He's new, but I think he's doing really well. So I guess, yeah.
So ang mga kalsada ba, madami pa rin tao, matumal na?
Yung kundi na lang. Actually, we just heard now yung live ng premier namin is, yeah, apparently from Monday, only schools, they're opening it for the frontliners or for those ones that really have to go to work. So, wala namang closed down dito, unlike other yung schools. So, but as of this morning, yun ang sinabi ng Premier of Tasmania.
So, yung mga eskwelahan, so hindi pa,
opening pa rin.
Hindi pa ninyo school holidays. Kasi dito sa Victoria at sa New South Wales, new school holidays na.
School holidays na ba?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, actually yun ang ano eh, yun ang gusto ng mga tao na isara, but then I think he's quite sensible. I mean, we still have lots of frontliners na kailangan din, di ba? Walang ano, so yun ang speech niya this morning is, if you can actually keep your kids at home, then stay at home from Monday, and then they will continue opening the school for those people that need to go to work, like, you know, frontliners and other ones that are really needing the services still.
Ikaw isa ka sa
frontliner, sorry?
Ikaw isa ka sa frontliner. Meron ka bang backup plan sakaling
andito naman kaming ano, ako lang naman ang lumalabas if need to. So, and my kids are older na. And we can keep them at home. They're easy. They thrive at home. So not a big problem.
Basta my internet.
Internet and working, you know. Yeah.
So ano naman ang karagdagang pag-iingat ang ginagawa ninyo bilang isang pamilya sa mga panahong ito?
Well, we try to just really try to be as normal as possible in a way na, you know, we listen also kung ano talaga ang ano ng health department. So basically, you only really have to go out. I'm really promoting for those, you know, I actually just posted it online, actually just on my Facebook account, that if you have to go to work, if you have to, and if you need to get supplies, then that's all you have to, the only reasons that you have to go out. Otherwise, stay at home and save lives.
Maraming
and that's why we practice as well.
Maraming salamat, Josh, at good luck, at sana'y magandang balita na ang abutan natin sa darating na mga araw.
Sana. Thank you very much, Margo.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.